After the conference, he confessed his affair. He was truly repentant and said he would do anything to make it up to her. She asked him to sign over all the property and assets to her, because the name on them wouldn't matter if he was truly finished with his lust and adultery. She asked him to shave his chest, and she asked him to get braces on his teeth. He did all three because he realized his actions had humiliated her, and he was willing to do anything to humble himself and win back her heart. I speak to them both regularly, and they are doing well. I'm so glad you have come upon this book. For some reason, God has put it in front of you. I'm not just hoping you'll read it. I'm hoping you'll live it. And while I know personally that every marriage can't be saved, I know that every man can reclaim his sexual integrity and every spouse can fully heal. Every man can walk with his head held high, free, honorable, and a man after God's own heart. It doesn't really matter what you've done. It's no worse than what others have done. And it doesn't matter where you've been. Others have been down that path before. What matters is what you are willing to do now and what you will choose to do. You may have thought you were entitled to do the things you did, but now your entitlement is to live clean, renewed, and without even